I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever asked the question, what is baptism? And more specifically, what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Today, I would like us to consider these questions and look at how the Apostle Paul was used by the Lord Jesus Christ when traveling to Ephesus. In Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 4, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. What did Paul discover when he went to Ephesus? Paul found new believers in Jesus Christ who were walking with the Lord, so he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" What a question! Did you, at the time of your conversion, receive the Holy Spirit? Were you, as old-time preachers used to say, baptized in the Holy Ghost? There is a distinction between baptism and being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Baptism is an outward testimony of an inward change and commitment to Jesus Christ. You as a believer have been brought from death into new resurrected life in Christ. Just as the Apostle Paul told the Romans, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." This is true for every believer and those who follow the Lord in baptism. This is their testimony. Sin has been rendered powerless through the new birth, salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is when God pours out His Holy Spirit, manifesting Himself in and through the believer to bring a sacred and supernatural work of His power and grace. We see this in these 12 men who had faith in Jesus, but now when Paul prayed and laid his hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit. What supernatural work of God's power and grace happened? They all spoke in tongues. Was this a heavenly language or a foreign language? We do not know. However, we do know that it was significant. It was supernatural, and it was setting these 12 men apart unto holiness and being not only a part of the church, but empowered by God's Spirit to be His witnesses in their community. The Holy Spirit does not manifest Himself always upon a believer by causing them to speak in tongues. He pours out His Spirit to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. When the Holy Spirit fills a believer, they are completely under the Spirit's influence, operating, functioning in the power of Christ. They, in those moments, bring glory and honor to Christ by being used of God to reveal His character to others, so that others will discover and come to know Jesus Christ. When a person is anointed, baptized, set apart, filled completely with the Holy Spirit, they are more loving, more joyful, more peace-filled, more patient, more kind, gentle, faithful, and good, like Christ. They are disciplined by demonstrating self-control. This is all possible because a believer has submitted themselves to Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and are seeking Him. Baptism of the Spirit is not self-serving or self-seeking, or an event that brings attention to oneself. It is a setting apart by the Holy Spirit for a deeper encounter with the living God in Christ Jesus. When God moves this way today, it is a testimony for the church and our community to see that Jesus lives and is at work today for His glory. Have you identified with Jesus in His death and resurrection through baptism of repentance? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit of God? Are you longing for a deeper encounter with our loving Lord? Why not seek Him today and ask Him to reveal Himself to you and fill you with His Spirit? He may surprise you with His outpouring upon your life. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.